Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. What They Don't Teach You at Harvard Business School by Mark H. McCormick is a compact guide to the realities of business that rarely appear in formal case studies. Written by a street smart executive and founder of IMG, McCormick focuses on the human side of commerce, perception, influence, negotiation, and practical decision-making under uncertainty. Rather than building a theory-heavy framework, the book offers an applied playbook for navigating meetings, managing relationships, selling ideas, and turning small informational edges into measurable advantage. Its central premise is that business outcomes often hinge less on spreadsheets than on how people interpret signals, protect their interests, and respond to pressure. McCormick highlights the everyday moments where careers are made or stalled, such as how you ask questions, how you frame a proposal, and how you frame a proposal, and how you follow up. The result is a pragmatic, experience-driven perspective that complements academic training and speaks to readers who want tactics they can use immediately. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, street smart thinking versus textbook management. A major theme is that many decisive business skills are learned through observation, trial, and pattern recognition rather than through formal instruction. McCormick contrasts academic certainty with the ambiguity of real organizations, where incomplete information, internal politics, and time pressure are normal. He emphasizes practical judgment, knowing when to push, when to wait, and when to change course even without perfect data. The book encourages readers to treat business as a series of negotiations, not just transactions, and to notice how incentives shape behavior. That means learning to read the room, anticipate objections, and prepare alternatives before entering discussions. Another thread is adaptability. Strategies that worked yesterday can fail tomorrow because markets move and people respond. McCormick urges constant recalibration based on feedback, especially feedback that shows up in behavior rather than in what people say. This topic also underscores that common sense is not common practice. Small habits, such as confirming assumptions, documenting commitments, and asking clarifying questions can prevent expensive misunderstandings. The practical takeaway is to build a personal operating system that prioritizes situational awareness and execution over theory, so you can make effective decisions even when rules are unclear. Secondly, communication that shapes perception and outcomes. McCormick treats communication as a performance and a tool for shaping how others perceive competence, confidence, and credibility. He focuses on clarity, brevity, and control of framing. In many workplaces, the person who defines the problem often influences the solution, so he stresses the ability to describe issues in a way that highlights your preferred path forward. Listening is equally strategic. Asking the right questions uncovers motivations, constraints, and hidden priorities that can change your approach. The book also pushes readers to notice subtext, what is avoided, what is repeated, and what is emphasized. Those signals often matter more than official talking points. Another component is follow-through. Communication is not just what happens in the meeting. It includes how you summarize next steps, confirm responsibilities, and maintain momentum with timely updates. McCormick also explores the idea that style carries meaning. Tone, timing, and confidence can either reinforce or undermine the substance of your message. The overarching lesson is that persuasive communication is rarely about clever words. It is about making it easy for others to agree, reducing their perceived risk, and helping them look good while supporting your objective. Thirdly, negotiation and leverage in everyday business. Negotiation appears as a daily activity, not a rare event reserved for contracts. McCormick emphasizes preparation as the source of leverage. Knowing your alternatives, understanding the other side's pressures, and being clear on your priorities lets you trade intelligently rather than concede randomly. He highlights that leverage can come from information, timing, relationships, and the ability to walk away. The book encourages readers to separate positions from interests, so you can explore options that satisfy the underlying needs without giving up more than necessary. Another practical point is that the best negotiators manage emotions, including their own. Staying calm under pressure signals confidence and prevents reactive concessions. McCormick also points to the value of incremental gains. Many deals are won by stacking small advantages such as better terms, clearer deliverables, or stronger commitments, rather than by chasing dramatic wins. The topic includes an implicit warning: if you do not define the deal, someone else will. That means putting key points in writing, confirming assumptions, and ensuring both sides share the same definition of success. Readers come away with a mindset that treats negotiation as disciplined problem-solving with clear boundaries. Fourthly, selling ideas, selling yourself, and building relationships. McCormick frames selling as a core professional skill that applies well beyond sales roles. You sell proposals, priorities, budgets, timelines, and your own readiness for greater responsibility. The book stresses trust as the foundation. People buy into those they believe will deliver and protect their interests. That trust is built through reliability, responsiveness, and a track record of meeting commitments. McCormick also emphasizes that relationships are business assets. Investing in them before you need them creates options later, especially when situations become political or competitive. This topic highlights the importance of understanding what different stakeholders value, because the same message will not persuade everyone. A finance leader may care about risk and return, while an operations leader may care about feasibility and disruption. Effective selling translates your idea into each audience's language. The book also suggests that credibility is reinforced by small signals, preparation, punctuality, accuracy, and the ability to simplify complexity. Finally, McCormick encourages long-term thinking. Quick wins that damage trust have hidden costs, while consistent fairness compounds into referrals, support, and second chances. The result is a practical approach to influence that relies on empathy and execution rather than hype. Lastly, managing pressure, decision-making, and personal effectiveness, another important topic is how to stay effective when the environment is messy and demands are constant. McCormick emphasizes prioritization based on impact, not on urgency alone. He suggests focusing attention on decisions that move outcomes and delegating or simplifying the rest. This is paired with the idea of maintaining control of your time and energy, since fatigue and distraction degrade judgment. The book also addresses decision-making under uncertainty. Instead of waiting for perfect information, you learn to make the best call available, set checkpoints, and adjust quickly when evidence changes. A related point is accountability. Professionals earn trust by owning results, learning from mistakes, and improving systems so problems do not repeat. McCormick also discusses the importance of understanding people. Managing pressure includes managing personalities, expectations, and conflicts in a way that keeps work moving. The practical takeaway is to build habits that protect performance, preparing for key interactions, keeping commitments visible, and communicating early when obstacles appear. Over time, these disciplines become a competitive advantage because they make you dependable in moments when others become scattered. This topic connects the book's street smart philosophy to daily routines that translate into career durability and leadership credibility. In conclusion, this book suits readers who want practical business skills that complement formal training, including early career professionals, managers moving into leadership, entrepreneurs, and anyone who regularly negotiates, presents, or manages stakeholders. It is especially useful for people who feel that standard business advice is too abstract and want guidance grounded in real interactions where personalities, timing, and perception drive results. The benefit to a reader's life comes from sharpening everyday judgment, how to prepare for meetings, ask smarter questions, frame decisions, and follow through in ways that build trust. Those improvements compound, leading to better deals, clearer communication, stronger relationships, and more confidence under pressure. Compared with many similar business books that focus on a single framework or leadership philosophy, McCormick offers a broad, tactical toolkit centered on what actually happens in offices, client conversations, and negotiations. The writing is direct and oriented toward action, making it easy to translate insights into behavior the same day you read them. If you want a street-level view of how business really works and a set of habits that can raise your effectiveness across roles and industries, this book is worth buying and revisiting as your responsibilities grow. If you would like to support Mark H. McCormick, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.